Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Our friend Steve Miggs is probably rocking out to I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Oh, yes. Lately, yeah? Yes. Earlier you said, hey, which member of the show is wearing sunglasses on the show, and the texts were coming in, and nobody... And I appreciate that. Nobody even thought to think that I would be wearing sunglasses. A lot of people are like, oh, I bet it's Sarah that's wearing sunglasses right now.
Battling a hangover.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not Sarah. It's you, Steve Miggs.
It's me.
You wear your sunglasses at night, in the morning.
I don't ever wear sunglasses. Almost never. Even when it's sunny, I don't like wearing sunglasses. But I'm currently wearing sunglasses because I'm a dumbass. And I poked myself in the eye last night.
What?
I was at wrestling training, and I'm pretty sure it was me. I must have given like a little poke, and then when we're all BSing after like we're done training, I just started, you know, have you ever done that where it's like your eye itches, so you just kind of aggressively rub it?
It feels so good. It's so satisfying.
It felt so good until I was like, I just get home, and it's like it must have been building, because I'm like, oh, my eye's a little twitchy, but everything was fine. I get home, and then it's just like whoosh. I'm like, oh, my, I'm like tearing up. I can't open my right eye. It's stinging like a mother effer. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do. Like, everything's hurting. Like, of course, I'm thinking, am I going blind? Like, you know, you start freaking out. And then, like, you were asking me, Sarah, like, did you Google anything? I'm like, I can't Google because my eyes are shut. So I'm trying to read my phone, trying to figure out if everything's okay. I can't see anything on my phone because everything, my eyes are so freaking watery because I'm a dumbass and I aggressively rubbed my eye and now I can't see through it.
And are you positive that there's nothing in there?
I'm pretty sure there's nothing in there. I was able to open and take pictures and kind of look and zoom in and all that. I think I just scratched it.
Oh.
I think that's all it is. I finally was able to look through my phone, and it's like sometimes it takes like 24 hours or so. Like, thankfully, nothing led to me being like, oh, your eye needs to be pulled out.
You
know,
oh my God.
You know how it is. Sometimes you Google an ailment, next thing you know, you're dying.
Yeah, WebMD is so helpful in that way.
So now I'm just going through these waves of where it feels okay or it doesn't feel okay. Like, middle of the night, wake up, and it's like that when you have allergies in your eye. That shooting pain, and I couldn't sleep, and so then I finally get out of bed to come to work, and I'm like, okay, if I can't, I was going to assess, I'm like, if I can't open my eye, I'm not going to be able to drive, so I guess I'm just going to go to the ER and have to tell you guys, but luckily I was able to like drive fine, so long as the light wasn't too strong on my eye, so I had to wear sunglasses.
Thank you for making the effort.
Oh, you know. Like a true athlete, you play. Sometimes you just got to play hurt.
Yeah.
You just got to play hurt.
I would kind of wish you had an eye patch.
If I had my hands on an eye patch, it would be so nice.
I bet that would be very helpful because then you could, you know, at least just seal it off from air and light.
Well, because then at least it's less, look. I don't know how you do it, Danny. I feel like a giant D-bag wearing sunglasses inside. I know you like wearing your sunglasses inside. Yeah. I feel very strange.
That's okay. I mean, I
haven't embraced it yet.
You look cool.
You look awesome. Oh, like, I was like, man, who's this cool guy walking in the studio? Also, you could have just used your hockey cup.
And put it over my eye?
Yeah.
I'd have a chance to wash it this morning, so you know. What are you going to do?
And I do have to say, you look like a D-bag.
I know!
People who wear sunglasses inside, sorry, Thrill, but you look like a D-bag. You just do.
I never even realized he wore sunglasses inside.
He wears sunglasses all the time.
I thought those were prescription glasses. They just get darker. I'm going to give that a pass.
No, because
And also, they're cool looking.
Does he look like a D-bag a little bit, though?
No, I think Thrill always looks very cool.
Thrill looks like the most, like, fun-loving, approachable guy here.
What?
It's my, because of the colorful clothes that he wears as well.
I have glasses, but they transition when you're outside in the sunlight. Yes. But then when you come back in regular light, they go back to normal looking glasses. But could you imagine if they were always dark and it always looked like I was wearing sunglasses?
Well, only
and there are some radio people that do their shows. I've seen like on social media pages where they're just rocking those like black sunglasses while they're on the air doing a morning. I'm like, come on.
Exactly. Like, you look like a D-bag.
Wow.
Danny.
But see, well, okay. You know what? I don't do it during the show, okay? I only do it at night, okay? Yes. It's not technically night right now.
That's fair.
And also, the progressive, those are even more embarrassing because those are just, like, worn by 40-year-olds.
Wow. Oh, you mean the ones I have?
Yeah, exactly.
They are really embarrassing when you're, like, out in the sun and you come back in and they're in that weird...
Yeah.
And all the grandpas out there, Sarah.
I have a set of progressives. They don't change colors, though. They're just, you know, readers, and you look up, and they're totally fine. That's how you do it. But the funny part is I come in, and I'm, like, struggling. I'm looking through our news stories. I end up on BuzzFeed. And what is the timing that I see? Today's article on BuzzFeed is they have, like, a survey of where they've asked people, what's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself? And one of the examples cracked me up because there was a woman who was singing a song from The Little Mermaid at karaoke, and she got way too into it. And tore her ACL. So I feel less stupid for what I did.
Oh, no. That's pretty legendary.
Right? Imagine you tore your... Did you jump off the speaker?
I just am so excited about that ER visit. Like, how did you do this? What a fun story to tell.
I was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. And, well, you know how it is.
Got a little into it.
Yeah.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue. A silent witness. A twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.